earth, sky.
The census, it's an immense romantic endeavor, and that's part of the reason it's succeeded. People have been attracted to it because it is a kind of moonshot for marine biology.
You're listening to Jesse Ausubel talking about the census of marine life. And this is Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Ausubel is a founding director of the Census of Marine Life. This effort began in year 2000 to count all the forms of life in Earth's oceans, and it draws to a close in 2010. Dr. Ausubel spoke with Earth Skies' Beth Lebwohl about the impact of this colossal undertaking.
Let me ask you, what have been the most significant discoveries made by the Census of Marine Life in the 10 years that it's been up and running?
The Census of Marine Life is concerned with the diversity of life in the oceans, that is, all the forms of life, the more than 200,000 forms that we've been able to list, and perhaps a million more still to be discovered, about the distribution or range of each of those forms of life, and also their abundance, how many individuals or how many tons there are of the different forms of life. And the Census Research Program has made striking discoveries about each of these, about diversity, distribution, and abundance. For example, on diversity, we've found that there are many, many more forms of small life than people had anticipated. There could be 20 million or even a billion forms of microbial life, single-cell creatures. So that's a very striking discovery. The total number of marine microbes known and described when the census began a bit more than a decade ago was only about 5,000. And now we have DNA sequences, DNA barcodes or fingerprints for hundreds of thousands, and we think there could be tens of millions. The census has, I'd say, proven that there are no ocean deserts. There's just life everywhere, in the vast midwaters, in the deepest waters, in the coldest waters, in the hottest waters, at 400 degrees centigrade with boiling water boiled by hot vents, volcano-like vents on the seafloor, there's life right there. And even within the Arctic ice, there's life. There are about 16,700 different known forms of marine fish. And the top experts in this, a man named Bill Eschmeyer from the Natural History Museum in San Francisco, the California Academy of Sciences, he and others estimate that there are still about 4,000 marine fishes yet to be discovered. As I mentioned, there we'll report in October our best guess of the number of named forms of marine life, but it's certainly going to be over 200,000. And we'll also report our estimate of the forms of life remaining to be discovered, which will be at least a million. The bigger forms of life, tens of millions of the tiny microbes.
The scope for me of COML is difficult to imagine. You know, that you counted or attempted to count all the numbers of all the species of life you could find in all the oceans, basically. I mean, that was the goal. I'm just curious about what means you were doing this. I know we had talked about sort of direct counting versus DNA sampling.
The census has worked with geneticists to develop so-called DNA barcodes for tens of thousands of forms of marine life. And these enable us to say that if we just have a scale or a tiny fragment of a tiny bit of tissue, we can say, well, this is a cod or this is a lobster. So we can get out of water or out of mud on the bottom of the seafloor bits and pieces of animals, not whole animals, but still be able to say, well, in this area, these are the animals that have been present. And then we've used new cameras, much more powerful cameras. And we've given lots of animals cell phones. We've given tens of thousands of animals electronic devices. They report their travels, and they can also record other information around them, including the temperature of the water, and in some cases even the presence of other animals. Sound travels very well in the oceans. So the Census of Marine Life community has been able to develop and advance sonars that are very useful for looking at the different forms of life and the animal populations.
That's fascinating to me. So can you explain how that works? If you have 100 fish 100 minnows that will sound different than if you have 50 minnows?
Yes. There's a most forms of marine life and most fish have little air pockets inside them. And as a result, if you send sound at them, the sound will bounce back toward you. You'll get an echo. You can count the echoes. So if there are 1,000 herring, I may get 1,000 echoes. If there are 1,000,000 herring, I may get 1,000,000 echoes. So I can use the numbers to estimate the size of populations. A technology called ocean acoustic remote sensing, developed by Nicholas McCreese of MIT and Pernaima Ratilal of Northeastern University, has really astonished people with its ability to survey large schools of fish. They've been able to see schools of fish the size of Manhattan Island with tens of millions of animals in the school.
You explained your finding kind of the bigger guys through acoustics. How about the littler ones?
The small stuff we find mostly with genetics. So what we do, and we went to 1,200 different locations in the world oceans and collected liters of water, and then we filtered the water, and then we put the goo, the animal stuff that we filter out, into a kind of blender and smash the cells apart, and then extract the DNA, and then we sequence the DNA, and based on the sequences, we can say, well, we found 5,000 or 19,000 or 20,000 different forms of life in this liter of water.
Is there anything I forgot to ask, do you think?
Now, I should say that it's also politics that made the census possible. During the Cold War, big mechanical fish called submarines belonged to the U.S. and the Soviet Union, and governments didn't especially want scientists to go out and find everything in the oceans. But we're lucky that now, for the most part, relations among the countries concerned with the oceans are good. And so another reason the census has worked is that scientists from more than 80 countries have worked together.
What's the most important thing you'd like to tell EarthSky's global audience about the census of marine life?
It can be done. It is possible to grasp the totality of life in the oceans, and I hope use that information better to conserve and protect it.
You've been listening to Jesse Alsobel, an environmental researcher at the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation and director of the Census of Marine Life. He was awarded the prestigious Blue Frontier Award in June of 2010. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.